Obama economic advisor Laura Tyson says the federal government should begin crafting a second package to stimulate the U.S. economy on what she termed a contingency basis.
We're in a situation where the economic outlook is very uncertain. The risks are all on the downside. We look like the economy is weaker than expected. Why not begin to think about over the next several months whether we need a stimulus package and what it should include, so we're ready as we get more information.
Tyson spoke at a conference in Singapore. Her remarks raised eyebrows among economists and political analysts, coming 2 days after Vice President Joe Biden downplayed the suggestion that another stimulus package is needed.
I think it's premature to make that judgment.
Biden spoke on the Fox News Sunday television program. He admitted that when President Obama entered office, the administration had misread the economy and how severe U.S. job losses would become. But the vice president said February's stimulus package, the biggest ever federal effort to jumpstart the U.S. economy, was the proper tool to promote growth. The $787 billion package includes infrastructure projects, energy initiatives, educational programs, aid for struggling state governments, and tax cuts spread over a 2 to 3 year period. House of Representatives Majority Leader Steny Hoyer helped craft an early version of the bill.
I don't think anybody can honestly say that we're satisfied with the results so far, but we believe the stimulus was absolutely essential. We have to get the money that is already in the stimulus bill out.
But appropriating federal funds takes time, and many of the lawmakers who championed the bill are frustrated by the lag between enactment of the stimulus plan and getting the money into the economy. Republicans say the fact that unemployment continues to mount more than 4 months after the stimulus package was signed into law shows that the plan was flawed from the start. House Minority Leader John Boehner also appeared on Fox News Sunday.
This was supposed to be about jobs, jobs, and jobs. And the fact is, it turned into nothing more than spending, spending, and more spending.
In February, President Obama said the stimulus plan would save or create more than 2 million jobs. Success or failure is hard to prove, given that no one knows how much worse the economy would be if no stimulus had been undertaken, according to former Congressional Budget Office Director Douglas Holtz-Aiken.
We'll never know what the world would have looked like without the stimulus package, so the reality is we'll never be able to put numbers on exactly what the impact was.
Holtz-Aiken appeared on Bloomberg Television. He said America's worsening employment picture illustrates the limits of the federal government's ability to generate economic activity quickly. He said he is skeptical of the current stimulus package and would oppose a second one.
We should hold off and really be cognizant of the fact that the U.S. has got a very daunting fiscal outlook, and we can't afford to be spending money without thinking hard about what we'll get for it.
Other economists argue that at a time when businesses and consumers are cutting back on spending, the federal government is the only entity capable of jolting the economy out of recession. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.